which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel.
Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us for this Friday, July 29th, 2011. This is our 470th podcast. Glad you're here. Mm-hmm. And every Friday we answer podcast and listener questions. So if you have one, get one to us. Get it to us. Get that question to us at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Or you can do it on our Facebook page or our Twitter page.
Yep.
And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, how can you do it?
Of course, you give us a call at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. If not, just like bugging him.
Yeah, bug me.
On Twitter, on Facebook.
And now on Google Plus, if you haven't had enough social networks to deal with, now you're going to be worried about Google Plus, so you can get a hold of me there as well. And of course, we will give you these Hershey Nut Kisses, macadamia nut kisses. These are only found in Hawaii, folks, so that's why they're so special. They have little chunks of macadamia nuts. And speaking of macadamia nuts, many people have been asking me about Roseanne Barr and her macadamia nut farm and questions about macadamia nuts. I got to do some research and homework on that because that's a question that's coming up a lot.
Island.
Yeah, she's on the Big Island. Many people think she's here on Oahu, but she's not. She's on the Big Island.
In the Big Island, the Waikoloa, the Kahala, Waikoloa area on the mountain side.
Yes, and Kohala.
Kohala.
The Kohala coast.
The Kohala.
Yeah, up there. And she has a reality show apparently, which I haven't seen
yet.
It's
gonna start.
Oh, it didn't start yet?
Not yet.
So we'll be keeping an eye on that, and when we have more information about the macadamia nut farm in Roseanne Barr, we'll get that to you. She's perfect. She's kind of nutty, so perfect for a macadamia nut farm. I love Roseanne Barr. She's a great lady. Anyway, let's go right to the questions. We have several of them, so let's get to them. The first one comes in from Darren, and he says, in your opinion, which is more worthy of my time, the Dole Plantation or the Polynesian Cultural Center?
Halfway?
That's yours? So that's the fast answer?
Yeah. Dole Plantation, uh-uh.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way just to go to the Dole Plantation. Now, there's pros and cons to it because some people really do love it. If you have kids, it's probably okay because they have this huge maze there.
And the train.
And they have the little train thing there. So, but if I had to pick between the two, I would say the Polynesian Cultural Center. And there's pros and cons with both of those, and you can find more information about it on our website, hawaii-aloha.com. The reason why I say that is the Polynesian culture is really kind of our Disneyland of the Pacific. You're going to have representations from all of the Polynesian countries there, and it is a great educational experience. And over the years, though, it has gotten very commercial, but they are spending $28 million there to refurbish the whole thing. So I do put that on the list, but I need to know more about you first before I recommend either one of these. So, but if I had to pick one over the other, would you agree, Polynesian Cultural Center?
I think it would be more fun for the kids, but it's not a lot of seating area, so you need to go fast, especially if you have a kid.
Right, and one of the most popular things people do out there at the Dole Plantation is get the soft ice cream, pineapple ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Spring.
Yeah, pineapple ice cream cone.
With the pineapple.
Yeah, the pineapple in it, the soft ice cream. It's supposed to be really good. I've had it there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The thing is that we don't really have a pineapple production here anymore.
Maybe
we really don't. Very little. Very little.
So
not Oahu. It's kind of like,
I think so.
Just a commercial thing. Anyway, so hopefully that helps you out. Darren, you won the big prize. Another question comes in from Michael, and he says, is it better or relatively cheap to fly to Oahu and take my own inter-island tickets over to Maui because I'm going to Maui? Or should I just book it straight through? And does anybody take a boat from Oahu to Maui? And is that even worth looking into? No, it's not even worth looking into.
Boat? No.
No, there used to be a ferry. It's not in anymore,
Super
so forget that.
Strong.
As far as whether you should book your flight all the way through, yes, it's cheaper to do that in most
cases. And
they
will transfer your luggage, too.
And they transfer your luggage. You don't have to pay an additional baggage fee. And we just found out yesterday, Hawaiian Airlines has raised their baggage fee from $10 to $17, a 70% increase for inter-island baggage. And I just think, I think it's really getting ridiculous with the fees. You know?
But you're going to see more.
You're going to see more because they're making tons. This is how they're making their profits now. They're not making it on what they sell. They're making it on the other tertiary things like baggage and fees. So I would say that's the best way to do it. Book it straight through. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to do that. And it doesn't make sense to wait till the last minute either to book an inter-island trip. If you're here and you're saying, oh, let's go to Maui for the weekend. If you do that, you're going to pay the price because it's almost guaranteed going to be more money. Inter-island airfare is not what it used to be. It used to be very inexpensive, very cheap, and there used to be a lot of selection. Now they've really tried to optimize the space. And
jam.
This has caused the price to kind of go up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so congratulations. You've won the Hershey Macadamia Nut Kisses. Another question is coming in from Sandra. She's a Facebook friend. She's coming to Maui. And she wants to know where she can get an authentic hula class or where to go. And she's going to the island of Maui. Well, there's a couple of them. There's one on Maui called, that we were just recommended by Sonoy.
Yeah, the Maui Dance Company.
Yeah, the Maui Dance Company. Another one is called the Hula Alapa'ai. And they're in Lahaina. And they were recommended to me by somebody over on Maui. They're at 808-871-1479. They have lots of classes to choose from. They can give private lessons. They also have group lessons. All of the information is up on their website, and I'll put a link to that on our podcast page for you guys.
Yeah, these are hula companies.
Yeah, it's the Maui Hula Company. MauiHulaCompany.com is another one that's coming in from Sonoy, who's a professional hula dancer. The other thing about them, there's also the other thing about the Maui Hula Companies, I think they also teach Tahitian style, if I'm not mistaken, as well as Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is more of a hula halau, which is basically a halau is a hula dance troupe or dance company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more information by going to their website or that 808-871-1479. So hopefully that helps you out. That's a great idea to do. You know what we recommend it? Get private hula lessons. You know, and our own Sonoy will give you private hula lessons as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fun thing to do and highly recommend it. Another question comes in from Keala Bird. And she says she's traveling to Hawaii. Where are the most beautiful waterfalls? And there's so many waterfalls.
It
depends on what island you go to. I think my favorite is the one on Kauai, the Hana Kapai Falls.
Ooh.
And that's that epic fall. You know, it's over. Okay, we'll get the question in a minute. It's over off the. If you're going to take the Kahului Trail, you know, that's the best way to see it. That's off the Nepali coast, but that's kind of treacherous. But there's another place that you can go in the valley there. And I'm going to put a link to that because I have the link for it, where you can go. It's kind of on the side of the Nepali coast, and you can actually see this fall from there. And I think it's just spectacular. I've done it once. I did it when I went to do the Hurricane Iniki coverage before you were born. Yeah, Link. You've never been there with me.
Yeah. No, you told everybody my age. Gee.
And then over on Maui, of course, you know, the road to Hana. I love the pools of Ohau, you know, over there. Those falls are great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the water cascades down and kind of a beautiful pool there. And there's beautiful flora and fauna. Did I just get you? And it's really beautiful.
Rain shower.
It really is beautiful. And there's just lots of, you can see almost all of the native tropical plants there. And I think that's Akaka Falls on the Big Island is another great one. There's so many good ones. And that's probably the best one. It's very accessible too there on the Big Island.
How about Oahu?
Oahu, you've got Manoa Falls, which, you know, that fall, you got to hit it right. It's not always the greatest fall to see.
How about Waimea?
In Waimea? Yeah, the Waimea Falls is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's a great fall to get to. And, you know, that's been a good flow there. And you can actually, you know, take that tour of Waimea there and the park there.
Yep.
Waimea Park, which is they have a great tour and a lot of local guides. It's kind of an echo tour that you can go on and then go see the fall there. And you can actually get in the water and swim out there. And last time we were there, we actually went underneath the fall. And you're not supposed to do it, but they kind of let you do it there. And you can sit right under the fall and it comes down over you. It's a beautiful feeling and it's really gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other good falls, you know, like right here at the Ko'olau's here.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Where?
The one right here in East Oahu where you can see the falls.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's the one out on the east side, on the windward side. My brain is not working.
No problem. Yeah. You brain fall all the time.
But I'll put a list of some of my favorite falls on the podcast page, and you can check those out. Hopefully that helps you out, get you started with that. Now we have another question from Cora, and she says, what is there to do in Kona, Hawaii? My family and I are going to be there for 3 days, 2 nights, and we're looking for some good restaurants, fun things to do for families. My kids are 12, 11, and 7.
Wow.
Something for the whole family. You know what would be really fun for the whole family? That Zodiac adventure?
Ooh.
The rafting adventure?
I see.
Right out of Kona. You can do that. Oh. I like that one. And lots of snorkeling opportunities. Kalakakua Bay. You can do a Kalakakua Bay snorkel. That's a fun thing to do for a family.
Mm-hmm.
They also have in Kohala, they have, speaking of waterfalls, they have that waterfall tour. And that, that would be good. I'm going to put that waterfall one, too, for the Big Island suggestion. They've got a great waterfall tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the kids can go, and it's an easy hike.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. One of the things I love to recommend there is, and I don't know how well it would go with the kids as much, mm-hmm. but it's the manta ray at night. The manta rays at night, that is so much fun.
Yeah.
And you can snorkel and see those manta rays.
Yep.
On the Big Island. The submarine adventure, I don't know, I think I've gotten it as a recommendation. It is good for younger kids. You can get down in the ocean. You can see some beautiful reefs right off of Kona Pier there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, right now I'm just focusing in the Kona area. There's lots to do outside of Kona, by the way. And easy drives, like you could ride to Honokau,
mm-hmm.
Honokaa Town.
Yep.
Which is really great. They've got a Tower Patch Farm there, a lot of great restaurants that you can eat at, and shopping
mm-hmm.
in Honokaa. Honokaa. I'm terrible today with the Hawaii names. I told her I was going to have trouble today.
Oh.
But, you know, those are some ideas. How about the coffee? You want to go to the coffee factories, the Kona Coffee,
yeah,
and there's a Kona Coffee and Crater Tour that you can take,
that's good.
Which I think would be fun. It's a full day tour.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you up to the crater. It takes you in one of those, you know, amphibious type of vehicles. I don't know. It's not amphibious. It's those old like Hummers, you know, from the World War II, you know, that they have.
I see.
The Fitzongers or whatever they call those things.
Ooh,
you know,
okay.
You can get in those and you can take a really cool tour there. And that's also great and see all the coffee plantations and the factories
nice.
And also the crater. So that's a good combo type tour.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps you get started. Cora, thank you very much for the questions. And you have won the Hershey Macadamia Nut Kisses, Hawaii, Aloha Travel. And we'll get these right out to you. Get us your snail mail address. We're kind of running out of time, so we really don't have time for this last question, but it's a really good question. I'll save it for next time. It has to do with handicap access, stuff to do if you have that issue,
mm-hmm.
handicap access. And just Honolulu is a great place to come if you are challenged, physically challenged of any kind, because there's so many things that we go over and above.
Mm-hmm.
You can really a lot of beach access you can get here. Just a short answer on that. But we got some packages here. Yelly put those together. We got a couple of minutes. So let's go over some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, the first one for family of three. Travel from Auckland to Honolulu on August 10 to 14. Last minute booking.
The last minute booking.
And they stay in the Moana Survivor.
Well.
With a leg reading transfer Circle Island Luau. For 5,736.
5,700. Not bad. You know, last minute.
And it was a two-room in the hotel.
Two rooms at the Moana Surfrider. Get this. In the ocean, the Banyan Ocean Room. These are Ocean View rooms, the historic Banyan side.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all those tours. They've got the round-trip airfare. Wow, fantastic package. Congratulations to these guys, the Bardarian family.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. And congratulations to Jesse over at Extension
42.
Extension 42, she's the agent that put that one together. Mahalo nui.
Yep. And next one is for family of four. From their travel from JFK to Maui. And travel there will be September 3rd to the 10th. Also, kind of last minute.
Yeah.
Stay in the Paki Maui, the one bedroom with a full-size car for $4,768.
$4,768. Fantastic package. Congratulations to these folks. The O'Neill family.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a wonderful time. And to Ashley, she's over at Extension
39.
She put that one together.
Yeah. You want to finish
it? Yeah, let's do one real quick. Well, we're actually out of time. So we're really finished here. We want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next Friday. Next Tuesday is our regular podcast. Get over to our podcast page, our Facebook page, and keep in touch with us. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yale, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.